In 2009, the Kentucky General Assembly passed a law called Senate Bill 1, which required changes to how school and student achievement are measured. The result of SB 1 is the Unbridled Learning Accountability Model. Reporter Brenna Angel spoke with Kentucky Education Commissioner Dr. Terry Holliday about the model and what the new data mean.
Unbridled learning scores will be released to the public this Friday, and those scores will be on a scale from 1 to 100. So, Commissioner, why don't we start off with explaining what factors will contribute to that overall score for school districts?
Well, for school districts, there are five factors. We're looking at the percentage of kids who graduate from high school, college, and career ready. We're looking at the graduation rate for the school district. We're looking at student growth. How well are students doing from one year to the next? We're also looking at how well kids are doing proficiency-wise, and what percentage of the kids in the district are scoring proficient and distinguished. And we're also looking at how well the district is doing with the former No Child Left Behind subgroups, those groups that have always been listed since 2001 as part of the No Child Left Behind law. So districts will have those five components make up their overall score. High schools will have those five components also. Middle schools will have all of those components, except they will not have graduation rate, and our elementary schools will not have college career ready rate or the graduation rate. They'll just have three components. So that's how the overall score is calculated.
All right. So when I look at my school's score, and it's from 1 to 100, that will then be translated into a percentile across the state, right? And then what does that mean?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the average overall score on the components will probably be in the mid-50s. But that mid-50 would then translate into that school or district is in the 50th percentile. That means they're at state average. They're better than 49% of the schools out there. So that's what parents should look at, the percentile rank, and see how their kids are doing compared to other kids in the nation. And they should look at the school and district percentile rank to see how their school or district is doing compared to other schools and districts in Kentucky.
So with this new system, then, every school in the state, based on percentiles, will basically be ranked, and that's not something that the Department of Education has done before. Why take this approach now?
Well, I think it's critical, especially the early stages of this new model, that we provide the percentile ranks so that parents and communities can compare their school district's performance on a state scale. Quite often, parents want to find out how their school district is doing, but they have to rely on third-party folks to give them that information. Under the old academic index, we always had 30 third-party people rank the schools and districts in Kentucky. So we thought we would remove the third parties and do it directly, and it was part of our No Child Left Behind waiver that we were able to provide these percentile ranks, and this overall score was part of our No Child Left Behind waiver requirements.
And as I understand it, the Department of Education has labels for schools that meet certain percentile rankings. 90 and up is distinguished, 70 to 89 is proficient, and anything below that is needs improvement.
Yeah, I think that it has been a misunderstood concept. The very first year, we had to have some way of listing, setting cut scores for distinguished and proficient for kids and for schools and districts. So the 70th percentile the first year is the cut point between needs improvement and proficient. And then that will stay the same for up to 5 years. So more and more districts and schools each year could reach the proficient cut score. So it's not like we reset it and only 30% of our schools will ever be proficient. We've just set a high bar and said, you guys that are in the needs improvement category, here's the goal line and here's what you work toward. And it's a continuous improvement approach that we could end up in 5 years that 90 to 100% of our schools are proficient. And we certainly hope that happens.
That That would be ideal. But for the time being, for those schools that are in that needs improvement category, what does that mean for them? What will happen with those schools to help them boost their scores?
Well, I think there's a big difference between the needs improvement category and the No Child Left Behind, which labeled these schools as failing. These schools are not failing. They just have particular components that they need to work on. So parents and schools and communities should look at, which of the five components do we need to improve the most? Do we need to work on graduation rate? Do we need to work on college career ready? Is it the gap that's our biggest problem that we need to improve the most? So it's a continuous improvement model. And so schools and districts will get their data this week. They will sit down and say, where are our priorities to work on? And then they'll set about writing a plan that involves parents and teachers to improve the school's performance. And then they'll have regular checkups every 30, 60, 90 days to see if they're making progress. And hopefully we'll see more kids graduate from Kentucky schools, college and career ready. And that's eventually the ultimate goal of the whole system that Senate Bill 1 focused on.
When parents look at their individual child's score, it might be very different from last year's, correct? And what do you tell parents in how to look at, you know, what their child's score is this year?
Yes, I think parents understand this. They know that we've raised the bar. Basically, the old bar with the old Kentucky test was minimum skills, basic skills in math and reading. These new assessments are more rigorous. They're based on college and career readiness because we know the kids are going to compete for jobs that require some training beyond high school. So these new assessments raise the bar. We're telling parents not to panic. Talk to your teachers, talk to your school principals, and see what you can do at home to help the kids reach these more rigorous standards.
Certainly looking forward to the data that comes out later this week. Commissioner Holliday, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Brenna.
That's Kentucky Education Commissioner Dr. Terry Holliday talking about the new Unbridled Learning Accountability Model. For WUKY News, I'm Brenna Angel.